welcome to A Fistful of Truth. I am your host, Delara Essengill, and this is my highly censored podcast. You can find the A Fistful of Truth on anchor.fm, Spotify, many more platforms all listed at the anchor.fm portal. You can also find me on my blog at delaraessengill.blog. You can search for any article on the blog. Spend some time there and look through it, folks. I spent a lot of time putting together information from introduction to what's been going on for newbies. Type in the word newbies. You'll pull up articles you can share with your newbie friends that are coming to you and driving you crazy. It'll happen more and more. All the more reason to visit delaraessengill.blog and send people over. Send them over. Let them do their own reading. There's a lot of information there, from Baphomet genetic manipulation to POTUS decodes with Snackanon, who was just here doing Snack to the Future. If you haven't listened to the latest Snack to the Future, I highly recommend you do it. Highly recommend you stay tuned and stay online and stay informed to the information, because the information is what's going to save your life. The disinformation is what's going to send you off the cliff with the shill lemmings. People out there grifting all over the place. But in the meantime, there is a lot of disinfo and there's a lot of paid, controlled position, opposition, all that stuff. But you guys know better. You guys are the audience of A Fistful of Truth. You guys are awesome for helping me share this podcast. I want to tell you guys, thank you for signing up for the email at delaraessengill.blog. On the far right side, scroll down. You'll join the other 46,600 and plus growing subscribers. You know, they mess with my numbers. It says we have 1 million hits on the blog, 40,000 hits on the blog. It's actually 52 million hits on the blog. I posted it on my Telegram channel. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 52 million times people have visited the blog. It's almost 53 million, which means the truth is getting out there. The truth is getting out there. And that's what Jesus Christ taught us. He said, the only way to the Father is through me. And the truth is what shall set us free. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Pray together, patriots. That's what I've been doing lately. Pray. Pray, pray, pray together. There's great praying points on Dr. Stella's Firepower Ministries. Check out Dr. Stella in the interview that I did with her and had the honor of having that lady. She's amazing. Talk about firepower. Dr. Stella Emmanuel here on A Fistful of Truth. You can find the interview, the full interview, only on Rumble. Speaking of which, Rumble is the only place where you can find the exclusive interviews that are censored here on Spotify and so forth, because we are under attack, folks. Our rights are under attack, as POTUS says, and it's going to take some time to restore this. So you're going to hang in there with me here. We're going to get through this. We're going to get through this together. To those of you that have tuned in from the very beginning, there's a lot of people here that have been with me from day one when I was forced to get on Twitter due to what I had seen in Hollywood. So you guys can check out that story. There's a great interview on the Sean Morgan Report. It's called Hollywood Cult Exposure. It's on my blog, delaraessengill.blog. Just type in Hollywood Cult Exposure and you can check out that interview. I did it early on. I did a few interviews to try to get the word out. And then I realized that a lot of people were not really doing this for truth. And that they were doing this for many other reasons, which some of them even told me, and I was like, I'm out of here. So I walk alone, not with any crowd going in the wrong direction, and I thank you for standing with A Fistful of Truth. I want to thank everybody who's supporting A Fistful of Truth. I have to rely on this listener support to keep the podcast up and running. It doesn't happen for free, folks. Everything costs money. So if you can kindly find it in your heart to donate to A Fistful of Truth, and you're able to do so financially, there is a support link listed in the podcast description. Click on it. It'll take you to a place where you can donate $25, $50, or whatever you'd like to donate. Very easy to donate. And then also, I really appreciate everybody who's sharing this podcast and the blog. The blog. If you weren't sharing the blog, there wouldn't be 52 million hits on the blog. So that's my biggest victory and my goal, is to get out what I'm doing here. And painstakingly, this has been taking a decade of my life. You know, I could have been doing something else. I could have kept sold out to the assholes and cabal and companies I used to work for that are now starting to ask questions about stuff. Man, aren't they slow. I only want to be around people who get it. And I don't think we're going to be free until all of us are free. But until then, we don't have to invite these people into our living room. Jesus said, if they don't listen to you, move on. So we move on together, folks. That's what, where we go one, we go all is. And if you want to find all this lovely information, what products I work with, including the Soma Vedic, listen, guys, 5G is a thing. You're going to learn more and more about 5G. I just ordered General Flynn's book called 5GW. Can it get any more clearer to all of us? Fifth generation warfare, he calls it, but what is he really saying? Of course, he's going to write about double, triple, quadruple, infinite meanings. People who work in intelligence communities speak in rhymes and riddles. This is something that drives me insane because I like things straight and to the point. No bullshit, no rhyme, no riddle. But then again, look at the Bible. You have to speak to people in the ways that they can understand it. That's what Jesus did. Look at the words of Jesus Christ, and then we can understand why everything is a riddle. But then again, if I could have a perfect world, everything would be just straight, super clear, no BS, black and white. There is no room for confusion in God's world. That's what I believe. Amen. In Jesus' name. So, in the meantime, you can check out all of these products. Do check out the Soma Vedic at afistfuloftruth.com. That's the website where you can go and find the latest blog posts, podcasts, and much more. But the Soma Vedic is a device that you plug into your home. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful piece of art. It's a conversation piece. Not that you're conversing with a lot of people lately, other than tuning into one-way podcasts where I'm speaking into the microphone and hopefully somebody's listening out there. I know you guys are. But beautiful piece of hand-blown glass puts a bubble of protection around you guys. Now, if General Flynn's writing about 5G warfare, if we're being told about 5G, even Woody Harrelson, who was in the news lately, we're going to talk about him tomorrow on Secrets of the Celebrities. Wait till you find out about Woody. Even he was talking about how 5G plays into the Rona. So whatever it is that they're putting in the dirty air, whatever it is that there is in the food, whatever the spike is aggravated, exasperated, and potentially more harmful than ever with the influence of 5G. And you know what, folks? There's other frequencies besides 5G that you don't know about. I don't know about. And they're using it for harm. The bad guys are. They're not using it to help us. So get yourself a Soma Vedic, plug it in, and leave it in your home, and it places a bubble of protection around you. They have studies on your blood erythrocyte sedimentation ratios. You can go, very scientific stuff. It's not hocus pocus. It's real. You just because you can't see what's attacking you doesn't mean you're not being affected. 5G can cause harmful things like cancers. It's radiation. It's like putting your head in a microwave. I have whole articles about this on my blog, radiation, type it in. You'll see it. I took a measuring device to my phone, put it off of airplane mode, showed you guys what 5G does. You can't avoid it. If your neighbor has a phone like that, you can't avoid it. If your neighbor has a satellite dish, if there's a tower in your area, even if there's nothing and you live in the middle of void, nowhere, satellites. They've upped their game, folks. It's no longer coming from a wooden pole. So get yourself a Soma Vedic, 10% off with the code DILARA. Check out the videos on edifistfuloftruth.com. I get really passionate about this because there's so many lives that can be saved by such simple things, and it's lack of knowledge that kills us. It's lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6 that kills us. Rejecting knowledge also kills us. That's the worst. That's called your ego. But moving on. Today is Monday. Monday matters, February 27th, 2023. I can't believe I've been at this so long, and I can't believe you guys have been tuned in this long, but this is going to take a long time. It's going to take a long time. Today is Monday matters, and there's a lot going on, so let's talk about it. So California is always in the news. Our COVID-19 emergency declarations expire today. The comedy. 3 years after the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, the light at the end of the tunnel is shining brightly. This is from San Diego NBC channel. This is mainstream news saying this. So this is what the mainstream news is telling the sheeple. Because this doesn't even apply to us. California's coronavirus emergency declaration expires Tuesday, illustrating a turning point in the years-long battle against COVID-19. Excuse me. But the end of the emergency declaration isn't just symbolic. It represents a shift in the state and local officials, how they will approach this pandemic. So measures such as mask wearing indoors or some restrictions of public gatherings and public spaces or mandatory testing have to go through more of a approval process now, according to someone that doesn't matter that works with this matrix. So I'm not going to read any more of this, but basically what they're doing is we are seeing an end. Let's take a look at the forest. Now that's what the sheeple are seeing.
Oh, COVID's going away.
Bet you they're still going to be wearing those masks. I feel like wearing masks around them because they don't have an immune system anymore. This is what's going to happen, folks. If you tuned in to Snack to the Future with me and Snack, Saturday was it? All the days just keep melting together now for me, one day after another, just like the rest of us, waiting and waiting. There's nothing to wait for. There's only this moment to live for. Remember that. But this is what they're going to do. They're going to tell these sleeping bastards that have made our lives hell. That's true. If it wasn't for our fellow human beings that aren't this dumb, we wouldn't be suffering. They wouldn't be suffering. We would have all stood up and said no to this, and it would have been the end of these very few. They're very few. These corrupt people aren't that many. We are far more than they are. That's what their biggest fear is, public awakening. But we are surrounded by stupid, sadly, stupid brothers and sisters of humanity. They're still just like us, folks. It sucks. I know we want to say the us and them, but it's all one. We're all one. Just some of us are not that smart, as you can see. As we see, the population's masses are not that smart. And there's even more idiocy in the supposedly smarter movement. There's a bunch of real demons that have infested it. So be careful who you're listening to. But in the meantime, those of you that are tuned in here, you understand that this is just another part of getting people to accept that now this fake pandemic is over. So that just shows you another milestone in this show. In the meantime, that means nothing for us. But in the meantime, there is not that much going on. You know, I don't pay attention to a lot of these news channels or what have you, because what they're doing is telling us things that they want us to see or know, and to feed us a narrative that really doesn't belong to the truth. So I'm just scrolling through right now, talking to you guys from the other end of this microphone, and I'm scrolling through the Disclosed TV, a channel on Telegram, just looking through this thing. It's not the best, but it's not the worst. It gives you some kind of stuff that's, you know, Woody Harrelson spreads anti-vax conspiracies. We're going to talk about Woody tomorrow, so stay tuned to Secrets of the Celebrities tomorrow. But, you know, all of this stuff, the Chinese news about satellites, remember the fake UFO things kind of died down now? There was every day, unidentified flying objects. You know, I haven't seen that for a few days. Where did that go? Now you're seeing news about this COVID pandemic lab leak. This Zelensky dancing. God, he would have been a great gay dancer in back in the day in the clubs in San Francisco. I mean, he would have really just cleaned up Zelensky with his little videos that I've been seeing lately. But he's an actor. He's loving this acting job. Zelensky's loving this acting job. He's got all the cameras on him. People are looking at him. Oh, look at me, look at me. There's a lot of actors, by the way. We're going to talk about that too. But that's not for this show. This is Monday Matters. There's a lot of actors in this show, as we know. So just looking through this, guys, don't even bother. I mean, it's just all being fed to us so that it can distract us, like the whole Prince Ginger Snatch or Prince Harry, whatever you want to call them. They're in the news right now. Who knows? Maybe him and his husband, you know, the mad Middle Eastern man, Markle. You should check out some of the composites on my Telegram channel that a friend did, where you can see it shows Markle as a female and then without the long hair as a male. And it's pretty remarkable. When you take a look at it, you can't unsee it. It's important to get a visual understanding, of what it is and how they do these inversions. Maybe I'll do a show on inversions. I've talked about them a lot. It's a confusing topic, but to kind of get your brain around it, an inversion is not a transsexual. A transsexual is somebody who is one sex and is dressing like or wants to become another, male to female, female to male. An inversion, so you can call that the person I just talked about, you can call them a transvestite, a transsexual, whatever. There's different types of that. For a girl who lived in San Francisco, I would know. And then there's inversions. For a girl who lived in Hollywood, I would know. Inversions are children, human beings. We're going to talk about human beings because we could talk about a whole bunch of other things, but we're going to talk about human beings who are created at birth, whether in their mom's womb or in a test tube, it doesn't matter, sperm, egg, or they are able to make people from just even a simple human hair from one cell. But that's not what this conversation is about. That's something else. If you want to find out about that, go to Baphomet Genetic Manipulation on DelaraEssengill.blog and you can read about that process. I detailed it for you. This is about a child that is created in a womb. Who knows if the parents created it or if we're talking about a test tube creation, it doesn't matter. You have a male and a female creating a child, or you have it being grown. That child is going to be either female or male. It's not going to be transsexual. Sorry. It's either female or male. An inversion is when you take either a female or a male fetus that's already been created and you flip it the other way. That's what an inversion is. It's not a transsexual. It's not somebody who grows up and says, I want to be a girl or a guy. This is something that's done either in the womb or it's done in a laboratory. And this is available right now to people that are having children. They can go in to these clinics in Hollywood. I know about this. I don't even think this is a secret. I had a friend who got pregnant. She's a normal human being. This is her third child. So she's had babies before. And when she went in for this fancy scan thing, whatever, I said, do you want a boy or a girl? And then they said, do you want, I think it was like eye color or I forget what it was, but that's not right in my opinion. However, I'm not against this kind of testing because it can be used by good people. Okay. It can be used by the good guys to see if there's perhaps a disorder in the child that can be fixed and remedied or helped before childbirth. So again, it's not the machine that's bad. It's not the system, the process. It's not the car that's being driven that's bad. It's the driver. It's the creator. It's the head of the company. It's not Universal Music Group that's bad, the whole company. It's the people that are in charge. It's okay to make a movie, create a song. Human beings have been doing entertainment for years. But look who took over. Look who took over. Who took over? We know who took over, the Khazarian mafia. They took over and they embedded themselves into every culture, country, system, religion, food, education, infestation, invasion from within. The biggest danger to America is from within. The enemy is within. Who tells you this? POTUS. That's what we're eliminating in the Ukraine. That's not what we're seeing, what we're being told. I have a feeling Zelensky is an actor as well. So obviously, all of these things, guys, is just one big picture of what's going on. And, you know, it's just like, you know what's happening. And as we see these pieces of information come in, we are the ones that put it together, and it's our consciousness that changes and grasps what's really going on in this world is freeing humanity of total and complete slavery. And you can fill in the dots from there. So I could go on and on about details, but why? I'm just trying to see here if there's any more news that you guys need to be aware of. I would say one thing to keep heads up on is make sure that you tune into POTUS. He's coming up on CPAC. I don't know exactly what date that will be, but I think it's starting on March 1st. So just keep your eyes out. I tune into him on his channel on Rumble. However, sometimes I'm forced, like the rest of us, to watch Clown Operation, RSBN, another clown operation, but that's fine. We use their information to gain, and with our discernment, we look the other way when we see bullshit. So we watch it for POTUS, you know, tune into POTUS, like me and Snack said, listen to him yourself. I want to read a little message from somebody that they left before I tell you about the snow in California. And that is from the Rumble channel to A Fistful of Truth. Please subscribe there if you already haven't. And do check out Snack to the Future, The Invisible Space Force Wall. The Invisible Space Force Wall. And Mad Middle Eastern Man, Markle. They hate it when we tell the truth. But I want to thank all the people that left comments. Please leave your comments. I love reading them because I don't really interact with you guys unless I see you say something. And since they took my Twitter account down, I can't wait to get that back. Wanted to read this really nice comment from Juderbees, and there's a whole bunch of them, so I'm just reading this one today. Great broadcast. I have missed you two doing decodes on a regular basis. It's a lot of work and we've been busy, but you have taught me how to open my mind and think out of the box. Well, you guys have also taught me how to open my mind because, you know, it's a learning experience. I learned so much from the Anons. I learned so much from everybody. And thank you to the Anon who gave us the name Snack to the Future. So I just wanted to take a time and thank Juderbees. You are welcome. And thank you too for staying tuned in to A Fistful of Truth. So it's funny. I'm looking at this side as I'm talking to you guys and it's all about Woody Harrelson. Everybody's talking about Woody Harrelson. Wait till I talk with you about Woody Harrelson tomorrow. It's funny. They're all saying the same things. I don't know. All these little people out there with the channels that support each other, you see them on each other's shows. You see them on each other's, probably use the same toilet at the same time. They're all spewing the same shit. Nothing original. So California, real quick, I just wanted to tell you guys, we're getting hit with some crazy snow. The snow is just insane here. Severe winds and snow and so forth. And, you know, watch the weather. Don't just watch the water. Watch the weather because weather is weaponized, highly weaponized. And I'm going to talk about that in The Storm is Inside Us. That is the name of my latest blogcast. So make sure you tune into that. And that is all for today's Monday Matters. To tune in tomorrow to Secrets of the Celebrities here on A Fistful of Truth. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Monday Matters here on A Fistful of Truth. You can find more episodes like The Next Revolution Will Not Be Televised featuring Sergeant Mike Fanning, retired Sergeant Mike Fanning from LAPD, who went on to work as a U.S. contractor in Afghanistan. Follow the Money. You should check out that episode and all of the articles that go with it on the blog. It is mind-blowing. You haven't heard this information. Nobody said it or told it publicly until Mike got on the mic. He's going to be back. I've just been slow and steady. I had a lot of things to take care of at the beginning of this year. And we are going to be doing a new show together, and it's going to be about witch hunts. So just wait for that, because I think it's very important, because POTUS says witch hunt all the time. And it's part of what's really going on, for this is a spiritual battle. This is not a battle of flesh and blood. This is Ephesians 6:12, straight up, folks. So pray. Pray with Dr. Stella. If you can pray with Dr. Stella, she has a prayer hotline. It's listed on my blog. Type in Dr. Stella, the interview will come up, the prayer hotline, how to join it, all that stuff, how to get to her store. And in the meantime, I want to thank everybody who tuned into this podcast. Thank you for your time. Time is something we never get back, so it's important not to waste it. Remember that. when you're going through your information, when you're looking for information online, most people don't have real information. They're creating shows to make money. So please tune into POTUS. There's so much POTUS speeches that you can go to his channel. You can watch it all day long, and that's going to be what you need to tune into. So tune out, go to POTUS's channel on Rumble. He's got so many videos, and start listening to him. Start learning what he's saying. Listen, because he's talking to all of us. He's not just talking to me. He's talking to you. He's talking to everybody. He's talking to we, the people of America, the patriots of the world. Tune in to POTUS's Rumble channel. Maybe I'll list it. You know what? I'm going to list it. It's going to be in today's Monday Matters, link to POTUS's Rumble channel. So tune out of all the stuff you're listening to. Clean your mind like you clean your cabinet for spring. Do your mind's spring cleaning. And tune into what POTUS is telling us, because you're going to start hearing him in a different way. All right, Patriots, thank you for your support. If you want to support this podcast, link is in the podcast description. If you want to share this podcast, you can just copy and paste this link to your social media, send it to a friend, share it somewhere so other people can hear it. And if you want to find everything in one place, afistfuloftruth.com. Thank you for your time, your devotion, for holding the line, and for walking with a fistful of truth. God bless you, Patriots. Where we go, one.